Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Thursday, November 25th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. A Christian school group shares the challenges of working in Indonesia. Sudanese believers find an open door for outreach despite persecution. And Hope International celebrates a milestone. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, religious violence has been the cause of churches and Christian schools closing across Indonesia. The Association of Christian Schools International has partnered with Christian schools there to provide more effective education. Ishik Wono Hadijoyo is with ACSI Indonesia. He tells us about some of the challenges of working in a Muslim-dominated country.
It's hard to find Christian teachers, and that is why we want to encourage young people to go to education. And we want to empower them through some programs that we prepare through ACSI Indonesia.
Despite restrictive laws, changing leadership, and religious unrest in the country, many students have come to know Christ in the schools.
Christian schools in Indonesia now become a place or opportunity for us to transmit our Christian values. And when they ask why you are so kind to me, that's the time we can share the gospel.
Next, Sudan's government is still working toward making the country 100% Muslim. While not yet accomplished, the effort to drive Christians out or forcibly convert them points to a continued drive toward an Islamic state. That means believers have had a tough time in ministry. However, Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says there is one ray of hope.
Even though the government remains staunchly Islamic, nevertheless, they amazingly are making government airtime available for an hour of Christian programming in radio and television on Sundays.
DeYoung says the open door also presented the need to find local believers able to produce programs.
Words of Hope is working with indigenous partners and providing the training and the equipping that's making that possible now for local people in North Sudan to produce effective programs and to take advantage of this amazing opportunity to not only use the government station, but to do so free of charge and to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ openly.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Thanksgiving Day in the U.S. reminds Americans of the bounty they're blessed with. However, some Americans would have gone hungry today if not for the efforts of groups like Mel Trotter Ministries.
The people that are coming in today cannot afford to sit down at a family gathering, especially to have the type of turkey and all the trimmings that go with it that we're accustomed to. So what we try to do is to give them a portion of what that would be like.
Tom Meyer with Mel Trotter says thousands are being fed physically through their great Thanksgiving Day banquet, but they'll also try to feed them spiritually.
We want to see their lives change. They have to know who God is, they have to know who Christ is, and they have to see through your life. They have to see through the mission, that when they come in here, we're concerned mostly about their spirituality. With spirituality, there comes physical healing, there comes spiritual healing.
Meanwhile, witches are coming to Christ in the Central African Republic. According to the Jesus Film Project, practicing Satanists were causing sickness and even death in the region. But believers say these people who speak the Gbeya language, the 647th translation of the Jesus film, are now turning to Christ in large numbers. Since Christians started showing the story of Jesus, many practicing witches and entire villages have turned to the Savior. Continue to pray for safety of Jesus film teams. And finally, Hope International is celebrating an incredible milestone. They recently issued its 20,000th loan. This landmark loan went to a bread and donuts seller in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The $50 loan allowed her to increase her stock and diversify her business. Since Hope works through the local church, sharing Christ is part of the loan program. Funding is needed to help Hope International continue its work all over the world. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You've been hearing the stories, and now you can see them firsthand. A free copy of My Shoes for Orphan Souls Trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. You'll see the faces of many Russian orphans and get the tools you and your church need to help them. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.